dynamite it. Out of sight, let's hear it right now.
What's happening? This is Kid Koala. You're listening to CFRC 101.9. Keep it locked.
That is Play With Records. Get your favorite records. Put them on the machine. Play With Records.
MRB. Mixing African gospel with the music of Aretha Franklin, Peter Gabriel, and more. Grand on Stage presents Peace by the Grammy-winning Soweto Gospel Choir. Tuesday, November 25th at Kingston Grand Theater. Tickets for Soweto Gospel Choir and the rest of the Grand On Stage season are on sale now at kingstongrand.ca.
From the Shuswap, this is Balmoral Blues. David Blaine with Balmoral Blues. You're listening to the best blues radio in British Columbia's Shuswap. Hatta Brooks was a classically trained pianist who excelled at boogie-woogie and, like Nat King Cole, while adept in blues and R&B, also had a career as a ballad singer and included a few movie appearances in her resume. She died at age 87 in November of 2002. Starting the show is the Queen of Boogie, Hatta Brooks, with Swingin' the Boogie. This is David Blaine. You're tuned into Balmoral Blues. We were just listening to Hatter Brooks with Swingin' the Boogie. Up next, another great piano player, Dave Keys. A native New Yorker, Keys has been in the music business for more than 40 years as a sideman with TV and Broadway experiences and as a solo artist. Over the course of his career, he has had lengthy stints with such iconic and varied artists as Odetta, David Johansen, Bo Diddley, Ronnie Spector, and Papa Chubby. This is Dave Keys with Two Trains.
Brother Hank and that fat guy from the bank.
Just listening to Duke Tomato with I'm Selfish Baby from his fine new album, Have You Seen My Keys? Ethan Askey is an Alberta-based singer-songwriter and harmonica player. Though he's been working as a musician for some time, his fine debut album, Walk When You Want to Run, was only released in 2022. His latest song was inspired by a road trip south down the Blues Highway, Highway 61, which starts in Canada and ends in New Orleans. Up next, then, is new music from Ethan Askey and the Elevators with Clarksdale.
Out of the ice, and when the deep sets in and it's 30 below, I think now wouldn't it be nice to head down to Clarksdale, Memphis, Tennessee, to make some noise in Nashville and let sweet music wash all over me. Weather's not the only thing that's getting me down, no. Life is pushing in from all sides. And if life's a highway, got a busted suspension, I guess that's just how she rides. Wanna head down to Clarksdale, Memphis, Tennessee. Wanna make some noise in Nashville and let sweet music wash all over. We'll be right back.
get rhythm for blues. Gonna head down to Clarksdale, Memphis, Tennessee. Gonna make some noise in Nashville and let sweet music wash all over me. Gonna make some noise in Nashville and let sweet music wash all over me. All over me.
This is David Blaine, and you're tuned in to Balmoral Blues. The Lucky Losers is a San Francisco band led by Kathy Lemons on vocals and Phil Berkowitz on vocals and harmonica. They released their first album, produced by Kid Anderson, a decade ago, and have now released their sixth, also produced by Kid Anderson. It's called Arrival. And from that album, this is The Lucky Losers with I Believe Her.
So bold, eyes to tell the truth before she gets too old, risking reputation and her sanity. Like a wild, ain't scared.
Kamloops, BC, that was Sabrina Weeks and Swing Cat Bounce, a band co-led by vocalist Sabrina Weeks and her husband Mike Hillard on guitar with Big Boss Man. Next up, Stray Dog and the Wolves, which is an Austin-based blues outfit heavily influenced by Freddie King, Albert King, and Albert Collins. From their new album, Blues on the Inside, with a distinct Stevie Ray Vaughan vibe, this is Stray Dog and the Wolves with Lonesome Town.
Dixon, you be late at midnight. I hate to leave, wanna stay all night.
Listening to Sacramento, California-based harmonica player and bandleader Kyle Rowland with Kissing at Midnight from the new album Not Holding Back. You're tuned in to Balmoral Blues. You can make a blues request or comment about this show at radio.balmoralblues@gmail.com. With an album inspired by the likes of Louis Jordan and T-Bone Walker, this is the Mike Byrne Band with Caffeine Blues from the album Kansas City O'Clock.
things to the right. All those coffee filters are giving me spite. I woke up this morning with the caffeine blue. If I can't have my coffee, I might as well have a shot of vodka or something. I don't know. To the right, double espresso machine giving me some spite. I woke up this morning with the caffeine blues. If I can't have my coffee, I might as well have a Long Island tea or something like that. We'll be right back.
And that, of course, was Simcoe Ontario's Rick Danko with Java Blues. Connecticut-based Ryan Hart is a harmonica player, vocalist, and songwriter whose sound bridges traditional blues with modern roots music. From the new album, Be About It, this is Ryan Hart with That's Right, You're Wrong. Singer Robert Finley's new album, produced by the Black Keys' Dan Arbach, leans heavily into gospel while keeping his soul and blues sound intact. With his daughter Chrissy Johnson on background vocals, this is Robert Finley with Helping Hand from the new album, Hallelujah, Don't Let the Devil Fool Ya. We'll be right back.
yourself back.
by Chicago blues veteran Paul Flipowitz with Poor Boy from his new album Breakwater. And that's all the time we have left for this show. We'll close with Chicago's Billy Branch, a harmonica player who's been mentored by the likes of James Cotton, Junior Wells, Willie Dixon, and Big Walter Horton, and has appeared on more than 300 albums. So we're leaving you with Billy Branch and the Sons of the Blues. The Blues is My Biography. And until next time, this has been David Blaine with Balmoral Blues.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a selection from local rock band Casador's new album entitled Mama Might Have Raised a Fool. The new album, released on November 4th, is Casador's third full length. It blends the nostalgia of early 2000s indie rock with modern influences. Throughout, Casador delivers a locally created and written 10-song album that comes out swinging with cheeky, down-to-earth, and ward-around-the-edges straight-up rock. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Mama Might Have Raised a Fool by Casador on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it called Big Man Keen right now here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Think of face to the street, I'll go see you.